As I have been sitting here today, this is the second service I've been at, and I want to say first, thank you for this lovely invitation to be here, John, and to be with you, and to hear the music and the choir that are inspirational, and to see you serving, and there's a smile over here, that's good. But it's a blessing for me to be here and for Glow to be here with me. And I want to just say a few words to you today, using the biblical character Abraham to begin my message. The Bible passages that were read this morning in our worship offer us some manner of connection with the love story created and proclaimed by God to us. And I want to go back to Genesis 12. You've gotten through the creation and the fall and then the train wreck and the flood. And we work our way back to human life on earth again. And we come to this man, chapter 12, verse 1 of Genesis, where it speaks of Abram, who came to be renamed Abraham. And it tells the beginning of an invitation that God made to Abraham, to take the world's first mission trip and to take God's blessing to people wherever he went. I want to keep that in mind, that this mission trip that Abraham was sent on was to take God's blessing to the world. And when you read that part of Genesis, you realize the world's a mess. And we might say that the world we live in today has a lot of similarity to that. But this journey that God asked him to go on was not to go from Arlington to Dallas. It required sort of an unthinkable change for his life, to leave the only security that he had and to leave the care of his family who loved him and to head out into this world that the text shows was a real mess, where there is fear and distrust and death everywhere. Being a sensible person like you and me, we would expect him certainly to refuse God's offer. But he didn't. Astonishingly, he went. Now, when you read this, if you read that part of the Bible, I'm filling in some stuff here for you about that, because it is astonishing when you consider the condition of the world, that he went to a place he'd never seen before, a long journey, a long way from home. Why would God do this? To come back to the beginning of this sermon, why would God do this? To look on our world with the hurt and the discord and the fear and even care. Why would he care? Well, it's because that's who God is. He is the lover of our souls. God, the all-powerful creator of the cosmos, and standing in his church, you get a little bit of an idea of cosmos with the high ceiling over your head and the light and the way that it's darker up there and lighter down here. But he stoops down to our level and he befriends this man, Abraham. And he begins working through Abraham to embrace sinful humanity with love. All of us came in here as part of sinful humanity today. And God comes to embrace us with his love. And that's expressed in so many ways that I really need to get Father John to explain to me, because I don't worship in this medium at home. God presses on in this journey, in this mission with Abraham, and then there's Isaac, and then there's Jacob, and you know the story of all these folks. You've heard that. Until a nation exists, the nation of Israel. And Israel was intended to be God's model for life. It was to be a light to the world, this nation. And it was to be there so that people could see what God's people were like, and through them, who God was and what God was like. So Israel was God's model for life, but the human restoration of the people proved beyond human capacity. So the Spirit who had shaped it all at the beginning of creation would have to come and be implanted again in human hearts to reinfuse heavenly life into us. But how? How could such a thing be done? So God, the divine creator, tried a thing unimaginable. We sing it in these words. Robed in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Jesus, God the Son, infinite deity, emptied himself. He became a human like all of us, lowly in the form of a servant, the scripture tells us. And ultimately, it turns out, we had the opportunity and we took it to kill him. Now, we might ask, this story is all wrong. What kind of lunacy is this? But there's a far better question that we ask in the words of a song. What wondrous love is this? The omnipotent God stoops, comes to earth a human being like us, got weary, got hungry, dependent on food and sleep, all earthly provisions. And his identification with us was made complete by him doing it this way in Christ. But he went further. In the human pecking order, he went beyond all that, because he wasn't the exalted one. He wasn't the Holy One from heaven. He was the friend of sinners, untouchables, you and me. We don't want to admit that. I don't. But that's who I am. And he came to be my friend and yours. And that's a kind of grace that our fallen human hearts and the fallen love that we have fears to get too close to. Even when our repentance creates a forgiven and redeemed state for us to live in, it's given through borrowed flesh and blood, Jesus's flesh and blood, not of ourselves. In fact, St. Paul tells us that even our repentance is not from ourselves, but it's a gift given to us through the mystery of God's grace. So literally everything that we say and do here today is a reenactment of gift after gift after gift that God has given us. The Bible shows me, shows us who God is. And that's what I've been trying to state, express. And because of who He is, my life's mission has been given a course. And that course is to walk with Him. I want His love grip on me to grow stronger and stronger and stronger. I need that. I want my life to show how great God's love is so that others will want it too. And that's true of anyone who's been baptized into the name of the Trinity. That's what that baptism is doing in us, for us, so that we can love the way God loves. Have that put into us. And we will be imperfect in carrying it out. But it will be there because, guess what? If you love somebody, they will not dislike you. We need it. We want it. So I ask you to bow your heads now with me as I close with a prayer. Oh God, may You grant that these words will be a blessing that will help us. Please write them in our hearts. The words, "I am the lover of your soul." Amen.